you notice amongst the six of us who spoke? Now, this is not school, right? In school, right, they show you something and they say, what do you notice? And you're trying to think, what is the teacher on? Right? Which means, what is the abstract idea that this is supposed to be an example of? I don't know how many, I teach poetry, I go into schools, I teach writing, I go into classes at university. Everybody hates me. Because all their lives they've been told they were wrong about poetry and inadequate as writers. Right? That's my job. I don't want you to. Now, why is that all true? It's all true because they're given poems, or they're given stories, or they're given tasks, and they're told, agree with my conclusion from it, and you'll be right. Not have your own conclusions based on your own experience. Very anti-experiential. But writers make things out of words. And words is what we just heard six people say. So I ask what you notice. What I mean is, what words or phrases did you hear any one of the six of us say? What words or phrases do you remember? Oh, I heard that. Conversation with the writer, okay?
Well, conversation between
them. Oh, okay. What was said in that conversation?
Well, interchanges between Adam and Joe. Is it exactly what was said?
What did you hear them say? You said, okay, here we go. You know there was an adult and a child.
Yeah.
She didn't say the words adult and child. What did she say? Okay. It's so quick to go to a conclusion from our experience. We rest our attention on the experience. What do you hear someone actually say?
Heard you say, so there.
So there. So there. How many people heard me say that? Oh, all right, there we go. So there. What else?
100 mile wood.
100 mile wood.
Window. Ooh. Character was old.
Old. Window. What else? Right, yes, eyes sliding back and forth.